It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
And the bad news is that this is some big monster.
After battering the 400-mile length of the state of Florida, Hurricane Irma weakened into a tropical storm and left the state on Monday. The powerful storm blew ashore in the Florida Keys Sunday as a Category 4 hurricane with 130-mile-per-hour winds. Over the next few days, the remnants of Irma in the form of a post-tropical cyclone are expected to push northwest into Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Six deaths in Florida have been blamed on Irma, along with three in Georgia and one in South Carolina. At least 35 people were killed in the Caribbean. Statewide, an estimated 6 million customers, or 13 million people, remain without power and could be in the dark for weeks. While praising the Coast Guard's response in rescuing hurricane victims from both Harvey and Irma, the president complimented them on improving the Coast Guard's brand.
And a group that really deserves tremendous credit is the United States Coast Guard. What they've done, I mean, they're going right into that, and you never know. You know, when you go in there, you don't know if you're going to come out. They are really, if you talk about branding, no brand has improved more than the United States Coast Guard. And FEMA and the entire group, FEMA's been incredible. So now we'll see what happens. I think the hard part is now beginning. We'll see what happens.
The United Nations Security Council on Monday unanimously approved new sanctions on North Korea. While they fall short of what the White House requested, they include capping imports of crude oil into North Korea, banning the sale of natural gas to the country, and prohibiting the sale of North Korean textiles, the country's second biggest export. North Korea called the sanctions unlawful. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council after the vote that, quote, "These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. But we all know these steps will only work if all nations implement them completely and aggressively."
We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it. On the other hand, if North Korea continues its dangerous path, we will continue with further pressure. The choice is theirs.
The leaders of the Senate Finance Committee on Monday pressed Equifax CEO Richard Smith for details on the scope of its massive cybersecurity breach in July, in which the data of 143 million Americans was compromised, asking who was affected by it and what actions Equifax is taking to mitigate its impacts. Senators Orrin Hatch and Ron Wyden pushed for specifics on when three top executives were notified of the hack. The CFO and two others collectively sold over $1.5 million in shares and stocks on August 1st, after the breach, but before the details of the July hack were made public. Is the president being drugged? That's what conspiracy theorist radio host Alex Jones is saying.
Trump's such a bull, he hasn't fully understood it yet, but I've talked to people, multiple ones, and they believe that they are putting a slow sedative that they're building up that's also addictive in his Diet Cokes and in his iced tea, and that the president by 6 or 7 at night is basically slurring his words and is drugged. Now, first they had to isolate him to do that, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to people that talk to the president now at 9 at night. He is slurring his words. And I'm going to leave it at that. I've talked to folks that have talked to him directly.
Jones, who chose September 11th to break this story, a significant day because he's a 9/11 truther, never explained who was allegedly doing the drugging. Trump friend and sometime advisor Roger Stone alleged that somehow White House Chief of Staff General John Kelly was involved.
But I have now heard, not from one, but two different sources, that he seemed disoriented and was slurring his speech in conversations. To me, this is a tip-off that he may be being medicated. Is General Kelly above this? No.
As for another Trump ally, former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon gave his first extended interview since his exit to 60 Minutes Sunday night, telling Charlie Rose that Trump's firing of James Comey was a big mistake.
I don't think there's any doubt that if James Comey had not been fired, we would not have a special counsel, yes.
So we would not have the Mueller investigation.
Would not have the Mueller investigation in the breadth that clearly Mr. Mueller is going.
Do you believe?
Because I think it's a very directional. I think directionally is a very different.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller should be fired?
No, I do not.
Has there been discussions in the White House about firing him?
I would not tell you about discussions in the White House, but I would tell you nothing I ever heard like that.
Someone said to me that you described the firing of James Comey, you're a student of history, as the biggest mistake in political history.
That would be probably be too bombastic even for me, but maybe modern political history.
So the firing of James Comey was the biggest mistake in modern political history.
If you're saying that that's associated with me, then I'll leave it at that.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. What's News is 100% listener supported, so if you appreciate our work, I hope you'll consider a contribution. For details, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.